The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, on this show recently, we were talking about the confusion concerning what can and cannot go in your recycling bin, your blue bin or your green bin at home, whatever part of the country you happen to be in. Well, that, apparently, that confusion, nothing as when compared to the confusion around recycling electric goods. So Elizabeth O'Reilly is with me now, Head of Environmental Compliance at We Ireland. Elizabeth, you're welcome to the show. How big of a knowledge gap is there out there?
Well, there's quite a big knowledge gap we see from the surveys we've been undertaking, Kieran. One in eight people are still putting those small electrical waste appliances and batteries into their bin. So whether it's your rubbish bin or your recycling bin at home, we're saying don't bin them, bring them back. We can't recycle them unless they're put into, you know, the authorised Wii and battery system. And unfortunately, that number goes to one in four when we look at the younger cohort, so the 18 to 24-year-olds. So there is still some confusion there. And we've been traditionally really good in Ireland about recycling large white appliances since we started our own scheme in 2005. We're up to, you know, 70-80% of those larger appliances, but the small electricals, much, much lower rates, and obviously concerns about batteries as well, raising its head.
Okay, so generally the bigger things, even maybe stuff like computers or laptops, whatever it happens to be, people are generally decent with that. It's the tiny things, the little things. They probably don't even think about them. They just fire them into the bin. They're so small.
That's right. Those small things contain circuitry, they contain batteries, they can contain a variety of materials. And those resources can all be used again if they go through the recycling system, but they're not so good if they go into your black bin or your recycling bin. And batteries in particular, nowadays, modern rechargeable lithium batteries, you know, they're amazing and they power our devices and our mobility and some of those semi-autonomous cars you were talking about. But they still have a really high energy potential when we finished with them. And they can be a source of ignition and fires if they're not managed properly.
What about standard disposable batteries?
Well, we wouldn't see anything being a disposable battery, Kieran. So a single-use battery, they also contain chemicals and other materials that we don't want to see going into the bin. It cross-contaminates your packaging. It's a waste of resources if it goes into your rubbish bin. But we can recycle all of that. And we've a small electrical plant in Ireland down in KMK Metals Recycling that will, you know, manage all the small electricals. We work really closely on battery sorting processes. There's a whole economy built around it here in Ireland, but we can't do any of that if it's just going in the bin.
So how do people do it? I mean, is it bringing them to, as I would still call it, kind of the dump, whatever they've kind of been rebranded as? But I think in lots of people's minds, they still think of it as the dump, whatever, the local civic amenities.
The local civic amenities side, a recycling centre, that's right, or the dump, as you call it. So we've got hundreds and hundreds of recycling points for waste electrical equipment and batteries. And it's all up on our website, actually, weireland.ie. It's we with three E's. And, you know, we also run public collection days because we know not everyone lives near those sites. And also the electrical retailers are really good at taking back. It's actually mandatory in Ireland if you're buying batteries, you know, in your local supermarket or other shop, they have to take back similar batteries to the type you buy. And if same if you're buying electrical equipment, it's like,
wait, sorry, even batteries. So if I'm going into whatever shop it happens to be, any shop that sells batteries is obligated to take back. So if I buy a big packet, multi-pack of AA batteries, I can hand them over AA wasted batteries.
Exactly. If you're doing your weekly shop in your local supermarket, I've no doubt you'll see blue battery boxes from We Ireland there. And we, you know, there's a variety of different containers around the country, and they're there to take back. So batteries are really, really easy one. And definitely we don't want to see them in the bins. You know, the waste industry is saying to us they have concerns about fires and, you know, other safety issues arising for their operatives and facilities. And we know our peers in the UK and in Europe working on this, you know, they have documented battery fires starting as a result of them going elsewhere. So it couldn't be easier. You know, if you're doing your weekly shop, bring your batteries there. If you're going in to buy something new from an electrical retailer, take it back. And actually,
do I have to have bought the original product from that same retailer?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, the laws that they have to take back on a like-for-like basis when you're buying new electrical equipment and batteries, there's no obligation to purchase. You just put it in the box. But actually, a lot of the retailers are even going above and beyond. We've loads of participating retailers that you can just rock up, get a haul of all those small electrical items that are in the drawers in your house or the box in the sitting room that are, you know, beyond use, and you can bring them for recycling.
Elizabeth O'Reilly, Head of Environmental Compliance at We Ireland. Elizabeth, thanks a million for clearing up that confusion.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.